Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Pablo Diaz, president at Solar Integrated Roofing. Pablo, it's good to meet you. How are you?
Well, thank you. Pleasure. And I appreciate you having me on. We're on the complete opposite sides of the world, almost. Arizona.
That's right. Yep. I'm in New York. So it was about a year ago where I caught up with the CEO of the company, David Massey. For investors who might be new to the story here, give us a quick introduction to the company.
Sure, and thank you. So David Massey has been a visionary in our industry, alternative energy industry. 15 years ago, he saw a common synergy between roofing and solar, and hence solar integrated roofing. Being ahead of his time, the market needed to catch up, and that's actually what has occurred in the last few years. We are publicly traded and have been in the markets for about 5 years. As a business model, we are a national alternative energy development firm. Through our M&A strategies, we have 14 brands, and they are really our origination centers. That's where our sales come from. We have centralized services that centralized HR, centralized treasury, centralized accounting, or centralized finance division at the executive corporate level. And that allows our subsidiaries to focus on revenue and production, you know, take away all that administrative functions. And really, our business models are scaling so much so that our last quarter, we had our record $48 million in recognized revenue that we reported, and phenomenal, you know, real strong margins at 18 million. So we're doing very well. We have a run rate of about $200 million for the year, and we expect to keep growing. And thus, the M&A strategies will continue since they've proven very successful. And that's the seven that are geared up.
Yeah, you talk about M&A. It was announced that you're planning to acquire seven different companies. Talk us through them and the strategy behind that.
So we have a very structured, process-oriented timeline of events that we've created. It's a deck, really, that we're out there using to really isolate the right partners in this industry. Alternative energy, if you do not go through this vetting process, you can bring on partners that could actually be a hindrance. So we're scaling with new partnerships that will help us bring accretive value to our shareholders, but at the same time, build our national footprint. We're in about 40 states now, and some of the acquisitions are bringing us license installation capabilities in states where we don't have license installation. But all of them, and each one has its own unique model that enhances our global strategy. But it's all process oriented. It's all we're going through a filtering process to bring on good, strong acquisitions. And at a 4x EBITDA purchase, it's very hard for us to lose. So all of these acquisitions are in due diligence with Eide Bailly, one of the top 20 CPA firms on Wall Street. And we feel strong about adding them to the family. Once they're onboarded, or once we close, they go through a structured onboarding that is technology driven. And this allows them to incorporate themselves into the infrastructure at Solar Integrated Roofing, so they hit the ground running.
So how would these businesses add to top line growth for the company?
Good question. So right now we have allocated approximately $21 million in cash that's going to go for the acquisitions. And year one, just on the historical performance that they've already done, we expect at least $78 million in additional revenue. That's translating from what we see about $15 million in profit. Now, mind you, I can share this as my company is one of the last companies that was acquired 6 months ago. There's companies, when they hit a certain level of sophistication, you plateau. And without an injection of another infrastructure nodes, additional sophistication and capitalization, you get at this plateau level. That happened to us. We were stuck at the $20 million mark for 3 years in a row. As soon as Solar Integrated Roofing acquired our company and brought in their resources and additional talent assets, our first year, our first 6 months, we're at $67 million. So it's this additional influx in personnel and team and resources that allows these companies to really excel. So $78 million, what we say for these seven acquisitions, is their historical performance. We know that when CERC comes in and brings in their all of their resources, that they're going to do exceedingly better.
How has Solar funded these acquisitions?
Sure. So historically, we were using, it was a partial cash and shares. Currently, now we've moved to an all cash scenario. Our institutional funding partner, that's the strategy they want to go with. We don't want to dilute our shares anymore. And with these cash acquisitions, it allows for less dilution. And obviously, the acquired likes that scenario. And then we ask them to, take part of a portion of their proceeds and buy shares on the open market. So we have ways to, they have to sign on for 2 years. The management has to stay on for 2 years, but it's a strategy that seems to be working. And these seven companies that we are going to be acquiring, we've been working on it for quite some time now. So we've gone through the right process to get to this point.
All right. We look forward to following progress here. Pablo, thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.